So I forgave my brother for his heinous acts bestowed upon me some time ago, recently. And, you know, I've learned a lot about myself yesterday, last night, and this morning, and today. And I'm still learning about, you know, my quirks and my differences with one's own self, with my own core being. And I'm finding out that I'm so at war and odds with some different parts of my genetic makeup that it's just an eye-opener, let's just put it that way. When you start to see things in your life that are revealed to you and you're realizing that you were wrong, it's just an eye-opener. That's all I can say. There's nothing else to say about it because everybody is going to have their own experiences because they're different beings, you know? So I can't say what you're going to go through when you, or what, you know, what you went through or if you ever go through it. That's another thing. That was another part of psychology that I researched about today because I wanted to know the ins and the outs and the heavies and the yays and nays and the woes. I wanted to know, you know, mostly all the damage that I have done in my life to humans versus only what, there was one only yay in there, that means yes. Everything else was all no's and weighing and, you know, like dealing with disgusting junk, indie trunk. And that happens to be, you know, me the plunk. Because that's basically what I look like. I look like an albatross. By the time I got done introspecting about my soul and how I could treat, you know, not only humans from a way far away distance, but what was more intriguing and unnerving is that how I treat my inner circle. And they're the ones that are supposed to love me and I them. You know, that's pretty scary because that's what I always refer to as we cannot even begin to contemplate peace on this planet until we have peace with our own soul. That comes as a big fat number one. You have one soul. I know it may feel like there's a bunch of souls there with us, you know, but they're really assholes, those ones that are there. Because those are the negative energies and hardwired pre-notions that we are dealt and trained and built and wielded with. But that's why it feels like we have so much, or I'm not even speaking for we. But yeah, it was we a while back, like yesterday. You know, I mean, I'm just going to be honest. I have a lot of things in my soul, my life, in my heart, my mind, and my body that I have to make an agreement with on every level so I can be a good person at peace to be able to show that peace. You know, I mean, why would you want somebody who's full of hatred telling you about peace? Why would you want somebody who's full of jealousy telling you about peace? Why would you want somebody who's filled with lust telling you about peace? Why would you want somebody who's your nemesis and enemy telling you about peace? You know, that's the beauty of this day and generation that we really should think about, you know, looking at that cusp in life. Because we have been, you know, going by our ancestors' DNA protocol of hate and call it religion since man was born. It's been a love-hate relationship with, you know, certain religions. And it's time to you know, be who you are. Be who I am. Be who I want to be. Be who I'm going to be. You know, be who I can dream to be. You know, and that's cool because you don't see kings and queens kicking it with the peasants. Get it? Right? We want to hang with somebody who is of our own positive, with all due respect, caliber. It's just, it's so weird. You just really start to, your whole life changes before you when you change the first. I know it sounds cliche. I know everyone says it can't be done. And I don't even know if it can be done, to be honest with you, because I'm still learning, you know, about how to be, you know, a respectful, honest, forthright person. It's going to be, you know, it's one of those things I think that when a person has an addiction, it's going to be, you know, an ongoing caretaking type of situation for the rest of my life. In other words, I can't get this far in life, you know, from I've survived, you know, since I was an infant, beatings, and then a toddler, a baby, you know, my entire, you know, from a family member, right? And then from relationships with other men, I've had my jaw broken, and then because that's all I knew was, you know, that type of life. It was the not so amnesty of amnesty type deal, under the carpet type deal, you know. Everybody was always telling me I was free, but nobody knew that I had to go home and fight for my life every day, you know. And everybody was telling me I was free because I didn't have to get the beatings anymore when I turned 18. But, I mean, I just went to somebody who sounded okay. Because that's what I was told, that that's probably the best you're going to get, Jen, is okay. I was absolutely worthless on this planet and with humans and my family, my caretakers and givers, everything, my offspring. In spring, you name it. Cousins, you know, second cousins. I was not a cool human of energy that people wanted to take their time with. In fact, I was a waste of time and an annoyance and a victim. I grew up with all of that, and I'm here to say today, I'm so honored to stand before all of you and say that if you just look at yourself and accept anything that's pure and good, and that could just be your name, you've got it made in the shade. You know why? Because you've given yourself that one chance that nobody before you and nobody after you will ever take for granted from you ever again. Because you know who you are. You know, I mean, life is just super good when you are your true, genuine self. Nobody's out there trying to shake their bodies. We've all seen it a gazillion okay great times. Okay, great. They know how to dance horny. Oh, great. Okay, they're humping on live TV. Okay, that's great. Oh, okay, you know, that guy's having an affair with that chick. It's like, where's the fun in all of that? Does anybody remember before they turned or had their very first bad thought when you were a little kid? Can anyone remember, or one time in your life, before the age of 18, or before the age of 12, if you have one, do you just remember a glimmer of one time you got to eat a lollipop or an ice cream without getting killed, beat, or maimed? Is there anyone out there that can remember that? At least the color. The lollipop. What was it? Orange? Red? Green? Yellow? I mean, all of those colors I just said, you knew exactly what flavor of the lollipop I was saying. So whether you like it or not, you were just taken to a spot where you felt good because you knew something. What? I mean, kings and queens don't kick it with the peasants. They just don't. And as far as I can feel and see and hear and bring forth into my own being, I know that you're worth it, I'm worth it, and Jack my cat is worth it. And peace is worth it, because that's what you get when you start to let your notions match your tongue, and your tongue match your heart, and your heart match your actions. That's cool. DOS cool. Ireland's cool and Italy's cool. And for everybody else, you're super cool too. So I'm going to switch off for the night and see where the wind takes me.